Ross, what's your immediate assessment of that today?
I thought we had a real go, couldn't handle it. The third quarter was critical. We jumped out of the gates really well. Last 10 minutes of the first third, I thought we were really solid in the second. And we spoke about the third quarter. We learned some lessons against Hawthorn playing the conditions. We didn't want to really come up the corridor or finesse too much. But look, around the stoppages, we got beaten about 4 free kicks around there, gave them ground position, they put it in. And we didn't defend that well, and we tried to force it up the corridor a bit when really we were instructed not to. So that was really costly. They dominated the third. I think you've got to give them credit for that. But we were disappointed in the context of the whole day about that third quarter. So I thought the last quarter was really solid. It was always going to be tough, but some of our young players are really showing some promise. And look, we've had worse days down here, but we really thought, I've seen their halftime, we get the third quarter right, we can really win this game. But we didn't get the third quarter right. It was really disappointing.
Do you feel like it's turning though, Ross, that you can see it too?
Yeah, we have moments and longer periods, but I suppose I'm a coach that's used to a lot longer periods and a playing group. So no one's walking away saying we're not having a go. So people talk about squeezing this and squeezing that. Our spirit's really good. We're young players. A lot of them second-year players who only played one game, the default game last year against Port. So I thought there was some real growth. We're seeing Tabernacle continues to grow. Lockie Weller's going harder and understanding it more. And Ethan Hughes, he made a couple of blues, but he'll roll off and understand when to roll off and when to punch. So, and Connor Blakely showed more promise again today. So, but our midfield in particular, if you think Sanderlands, Fife and Mundy out of there, Barlow obviously got dropped, and Bernal, who will have, none of them were there, and we got sort of Connor Blakely whacking away on Walters and Hill. We're really quite thrilled with that. So, yeah, we'll continue down this path. We don't like losing, but you're right. It's turning. It's turning slowly. But we're really firm in what we want to do with the opportunities. Like Connor Blakely needs to come home with, what have we got, how many, 14 to go? We don't want to gift him, but if he does anything right, he should play the majority of those. So if they go to a summer with, you know, 15 to 20 games under their belt and their nostrils flaring about the work they've got to do and the body they've got to build and how tough it is, you know, we'll be in better shape than we are now.
Ross, you mentioned Tabernacle. Were you happy with the glimpse you got into your future spine today without Pavlich or Tabernacle at one end?
Yeah, I thought Maine really led them well. Tabernacle, Abness has played his first game for Peel today. He's a real competitive animal. He'll be a ruck forward. He's a real beast. So if he plays 4, 5, 6 games, we'll put him in and he'll play. So that's the path we're on for a period. And been saying that, we like to win. 0-8 doesn't rest comfortably, but you can lose going forward. And in a lot of ways, you're right, the wheel's turning. Even though we lost, I felt we went forward in a number of areas. But it's still disappointing.
How's Stephen Hill?
Really, I think it's an adductor. It didn't look good. It looked like a calf for a hammy. That was sort of critical when he was coming out. But he's really growing inside. We know he's a top-flight winger, but we're giving him an opportunity inside. He's enjoying it. We're enjoying it. And hopefully he'll come up, but I'm not too sure.
And Tommy Sheridan pulling out today?
Yeah, he still wanted to play today. He was fine getting on the plane, and then he got the sweats and all that overnight. And then he woke up, he didn't have a few meals, so when we landed, we flew 10 on the Zungu over. And look, just to clarify, our banner did have our 10 dice 100th on it, but they were prepared because it was an emergency and had it tacked on with 90 minutes to go. So there was no shenanigans going on. It's pointless. We wouldn't be doing that. So, yeah, he just had a bit of a flu or cold. Not a cold. He was quite crook. He wanted to play, but we wanted to look after him.
Richmond next week. What do you want to see from your side?
Same thing, effort and growth, really. It's not complicated here. So both teams aren't flying. I don't know what their results are, whatever they're doing. But both teams have got their challenges. But I'm really concerned with us. And it's all about improving your football. You know, I've always had teams that have been played with good system and effort. And at the minute, our effort's pretty good, but it's not exactly where we want to be. And our system's clearly, obviously, we're making some changes. But when we get it right, it looks good. And then ability to, like Mundy going back, we're going to stick with that. His ability to transition, but obviously he's got to get his head around defending again because he had a couple of moments. But, you know, we look better at the back with him there, so we're going to continue with that. We want to build a younger midfield, and He's 31, not getting any younger, and we'll just throw him in like we did in the last quarter at different times. So that's, so, you know, we want him to come an All-Australian sort of third tall defender now. He's done it as a midfielder. We'd like him to go back and do it again as a defender.
Right, what were your reasons for leaving Barlow and Dawson out today?
Yeah, well, for those reasons, we want to distribute the ball better. So Zach's defending form's been fine, but clearly keep doing the same thing, getting the same result. It doesn't stack up. So it was bold, but we want to stick with that. We want a bit more bounce out of there. Alex Pearce defending really well. And Mundy, you know, he's 193, 194, so he can play that sort of role as well. So, and Mick Barlow, he'd been giving pretty good effort, but we just wanted a bit more pace around the ball. And Mick's been terrific for us, and he's hurting, and already he's had 24 to half-time appeal, so he'll keep knocking down the door. But it was a decision, you know, if Mick's there, it's hard to get Connor in. So, and we wanted to have a little bit of Clancy Pearce inside. So that's where we're at a little bit. It's quite difficult. We want to keep our integrity at selection and keep the dynamic and the spirit high, which it is. But, you know, if you just churn people out who are giving great effort and bring people in who aren't, that makes morale can drop. So it's really important for our young players that they come, they train hard, and they compete hard so we can pick them. If they just think, well, they'll just pick me, well, that will destroy morale. But that's not happening. Really pleased with our young players' efforts.
Pat, straight back in next week.
Yeah. Thanks for
Thanks, guys.